Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jill, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Del Shannon bringing us back on the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Morey is our guest, original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of Look Up America, also Faithful Finances 101, also Wall Street Wisdom from the words of Sir John Templeton. I think that's the title. Gary, I read that book so much it's not in front of me here. I think I took it somewhere. I keep it near me all the time. It's a great book.
Titled Spiritual Investment.
There it is. There it is. Spiritual Investments from the wisdom of Sir John Templeton. So, okay, Gary, I'm going to set you up with a statistic.
Okay.
That you can flesh it out the topic for the audience. During the New Hampshire primary, it was the statistic was that in Iowa, 61% of Iowans were self-described evangelicals. In New Hampshire, 23% were self-described evangelicals.
Right.
From two states. Now, I believe that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in New Hampshire, that number would have been up considerably. Probably the other one considerably in Iowa as well. America is not as spiritual as we were. We're not as devoted to faith as we were in times past, are we, today?
I don't think so, Jim. There's two ways of looking at it. If you just go by the surveys on the number of people attending church, yes. If you look at how religion actually affects people's lives, the answer is no.
So as many people are going to church, but the faith life is not getting past the secularism.
That's correct. We live what's called non-integrated lives. We go to church on Sunday and we kind of forget about it from Monday to Saturday. Virtually every Christian sociologist will tell you that today.
What do you think is causing that?
It's our culture to a large extent. My new book, by the way, is called The Money Bible, don't go looking for it because it's not out there yet, but it's subtitled How to Make a Little Money Without Losing Your Soul to Washington, Wall Street, Corporate America, the media, and even New Age religion. There's some dimensions of religion today. One of the things that's been so interesting to secular observers is how evangelical Christians have supported Donald Trump so much, even though he uses a lot of swear words, been divorced, a lot of bankruptcies, and so on. But there's a brand of religion in America called prosperity theology that basically says if you're good, God's going to make you rich.
Right.
And it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people that Donald Trump would be so rich and yet would be in alignment with traditional Judeo-Christian principles. So there's an awful lot about religion today that has changed in many ways, and I'm not so sure it's for the good. We see as much fighting often among Christians, sometimes more religion has been a source of controversy for a very long time, Jim. I'm actually reading a book now about what we call the Arian controversy, when time of Constantine in the 4th century, people began fighting over the nature of God, for goodness sakes. I thought the nature of God was love, but this book just talks about how bishops were killing each other and murdering in the streets and rioting over the nature of God. They couldn't even figure out the nature of God was love. Yeah. And so, you know, religion loses its way occasionally, and I think it has in America today. We're ripe for what would be called a reformation, Jill.
Do you think the elimination of spiritual elements in our lives, and some of it by legal and by courts, some of that, especially like in the classroom, Do you think that's hurt our society? That's caused increased violence and is hurt.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You know, there's a connect.
I mean, you can look back in history and see that there was a time when we were more spiritual. There was less violence than there is now, right? We were less coarse than we are now. And so, what's the common denominator? Less spirituality.
Exactly. And you know, if you think about the Bible, Judeo-Christianity has always been based on what we call law and grace. Moses said, you know, thou shalt not do this. Jesus said, thou shalt love out of grace. And when you lose that spiritual dimension of being graceful, Jim, what you have left is a big fight over what laws we're going to have. And that's exactly what's happening in our culture, is we're becoming more coarse, and therefore we're having more and more battles over who sits on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. And there's a connection between what you just said and the decline in capitalism.
Absolutely.
When I say capitalism, I'm talking about the capitalism that made this country great, not the one we have right now.
Yeah, Jim, you can't find anybody who trusts Wall Street these days. I've been in this business 35 years now, and I have never seen clients as cynical as they are today. And a lot of it's what you call the news cycle. People's emotions shift. I'll give you an example. There's an indicator out there, CNN does it, that measures a lot of short-term stock market indicators as whether people are fluctuating between fear or greed. You know, Warren Buffett's old saying is that you want to buy when people are fearful and you want to sell when people are greedy.
Yeah.
And so they measure that. And a year ago, people were operating with an awful lot of greed, Jim. I couldn't get, even though my indicators were telling me the market was overvalued, I couldn't get anybody lighting up on stocks.
Yeah.
Today, we're deep into the fear category. In 1 year, we've gone that much.
Fear. Hold on to that thought, Gary Moore and I. We'll be right back. Take care, Steven.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.